front door of the store asking whoever found the money he saved up, full of $300 in birthday money he saved up. A woman did return it to the store, all the money still inside. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on August the 9th. And welcome to Free Fire Radio. Our phone numbers are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live and streaming at KCNR1460.com. The chat pack is, I'm sure, loading up here. We're trying, our computers
good
are
morning,
clicking
chat
on.
Pack.
Hello, chat pack. And we're joined always, always by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Okay, now, Linda, on a scale of 1 to 10, the colors of Bad Bob's
shirt. They're a very interesting combination with the electric blue and bright orange. No, I read it was really.
Is that what color it is?
Guys, is that what color it is? Well, good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We are always happy, really, that you have chosen our station to be the station that you listen to. And today we're going to have a hot day with a clear, this thing is all fuzzy, near 98. You got to read it instead of going underneath the pictures. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight we have a clear of around 64, and it's currently 67 degrees. Also, I want to bring with you this day in history. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, that's my fingernail clipping going. Okay. A long time ago, several centuries to be exact, Isaac Walton was born into Stafford, England. It was 1593, and his parents had no idea that they were going to raise a fishing expert, and a knighted one at that. We have good friends that are very, very into fly fishing. So this day, I'm sure you'll probably be happy that a fisherman is a fisherman. But maybe fly fisherman is a different breed. Not sure. When Isaac was growing up, he spent a lot of time studying the art of fishing. By the time he was 70 years old, he had written the masterwork in angling titled The Complete Angler. Sir Isaac Walton was pretty clear about the fact that no matter how many years you've spent fishing, you'll never quite get it right. Sounds like a golfer, eh? Even if you read his book, he said angling may be said to be like so many, like mathematics, that it can never be fully learned. So today is a go fishing day.
You know what today also is? Is what? Today, in 1936, Jesse Owens became the first American to win 4 medals in 1 Olympics. He ran one leg of the winning 400-meter relay team in Berlin. His 3 other gold medals, well, I believe, in the long jump, the 100 meters and 200 meters.
And today is Karen Bozeman's birthday.
Well, that's really get that one going.
Karen is Chameleon Costumes, and I just wish her a happy birthday. There's a lot of birthdays going on in August, and, of course, we just celebrated yours a few days ago.
Yes, it's pretty spectacular, birthdays in August.
It has been a very retrospective time.
My daughter and granddaughter.
That's right. It's been a very retrospective time. I just feel like it's kind of, I think not only, in our personal world, in our national world, in our world, state, country, world politics, it really feels like we're all just trying to get our footing underneath us. And so this is where it's really important to keep family and friends strong by you, people that you really trust. And also to have faith, because it should be interesting to see what happens, with what's happened in our nation, And it's, you know, I can't define it except for there's an energy that feels like, wow, in my lifetime, I've never experienced on all the levels a huge shift. So we've got to keep strong. We've got to keep strong with that wind and the waves hitting us and be able to stay strong together as a community, as a family, with your friends, and just be able to be there for each other. It's really important.
Keep moving forward. There's a lot of things going on. And right now, Rocky Henderson, Wells Fargo, is going to give us an update of what's going on in the business world. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning. Stock index futures suggest a higher open for the major averages following yesterday's 5.6% plunge in the Dow. It was the sixth largest point decline ever in the index, but it failed to make the top 20 list of percentage declines. With inflation less of a risk, the market may be hoping the Federal Reserve rolls out new tools to support the economy when it concludes a one-day meeting in Washington. The Fed may prolong a pledge to maintain record monetary stimulus or reduce the rate it pays on reserves, encouraging more firms to lend money. A statement from the Fed is expected at 2:15 p.m. Eastern. Dow is currently up 172 points at 10,985. NASDAQ's up 54 points at 2,412. And the S&P 500's up 19 points at 1,138. Oil now flat this morning at $81 a barrel. Gold's up $21 to 1,736. And a couple of noticeable stocks here. 3M's up $1.78 at $80.37. And DuPont's up $1.29 at $45.36 a share. That's the market for now. And this is Rocky Henderson at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, Rocky, thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:11 on August the 9th. And we come back, we're going to be talking about, shouldn't there be a plan to get the economy going? Shouldn't there be kind of a plan that the president's talking about? And what about some of these other happenings? And one of the things that was brought up last week was the flag really not being flown at the School of the Arts? We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. and I'd love to meet you too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bot. 7:15 in the morning, August the 9th. Good morning, my friends. Good morning. You know, the chat room's going like crazy here. We're trying to, somebody sent us a link. We're trying to look that up right now. Let's talk about a few things. Last week, somebody called in, Dave, I believe it was, said he was working out there at the School of the Arts. And he said they weren't flying the flag. In fact, he was told that they weren't because it was causing some, it could cause some consternation in the public flying the flag. Well, he immediately did what all good, you know, what all good Americans do, in my opinion, what all good Americans do is that, hey, this kind of bothers me. You don't want to fly the flag of the United States over a public building that's taking funds, you know, from us. And that, so he called, and he called us. He called us that morning. I then called the superintendent of the, of Gateway, Mike Stewart. And Mike is a veteran. He's a veteran of the Army, I believe Airborne or Ranger, one of those. And he said he was quite incensed by this, and he went out and found out. And the answer is, no, they're in the process of moving. They have flag raising ceremonies. They're going to have the flag raising every day, the Pledge of Allegiance. This is the plan. There's not going to be any change to that, so everybody can kind of like come back down off the step. And then he did send me something that he said that by law, all elementary schools and secondary schools in the state of California, by law, have to begin the day with a patriotic exercise. That patriotic exercise is can be the Pledge of Allegiance, or it can be you're explaining about the Pledge of Allegiance and what it means about honoring our country and honoring other people. It could be that. Now, you have to ask yourself, my friends, is that happening in every school? Is the Pledge of Allegiance starting off the school day? And like I said, this is by law that it has to be done. And if you have questions about it, you can look at, you know, you can get a hold of the Department of Education here for Shasta County and say, what is that? What's that law that says people have to have a... have to start the day of the patriotic exercise at secondary and elementary schools? And again, just talking about the schools for a second, and we appreciate that because we're going to talk about waivers here in just a second, is that, you know, that we hit on it yesterday and about when we're going to have to change all the books, the school books, when we start teaching transgender, lesbian, gay in society, their contributions to society. And then to do that is going to cost us, I mean, millions of dollars to change the books because they have to be changed at every level. They have to be changed, and then, you know, it can't be just like an addendum that you put in into the book, oh, you know, and also this. So this could be like a, you know, I don't know. It seems to me when I was growing up that there was books and there was workbooks that used alongside it that you could use. But they have to change the books every 7 years. Anyway, supposedly that so for 7 years, you know, teachers have got to be sharp on this and make sure is that, okay, this was this way once and it's changed. As one of our friends said when he was learning about geography in Cambodia and wasn't even there because it had been written in the 50s and this was the early 60s when he was going through school and, you know, none of that had happened. So they still have to change the school books out, which is going to cost millions and millions of dollars. And on top of that now, there is the waiver. It used to be something called No Child Left Behind. And the idea was is that children get their scores get better every year. And by the year 2014, the kids should be able to score 100% on things, you know, language and math and this for the English toward proficiency in math and English language arts. And now Obama says, you know what? Let's just give a waiver to this. He says it's not working, and he's gutted the Bush-era No Child Left Behind law by giving states a way out of the decade-long policy that focused on holding schools accountable. Now, it held them accountable, but it did. It labeled some of them as failures, even if they made some kind of progress, but they didn't make it fast enough. However, states must agree to get a waiver from the program. States must agree to a host of education reforms the White House favors, from tougher evaluation systems for teachers and principals to programs tackling the achievement gap for minority students. Anyway, Gateway United School District Interim Superintendent Mike Stern said he didn't want the standards eased by providing waivers. And this is what Mike said. I like accountability, and I like accountability out there. I don't want to see the state or federal government taking away targets. Now, hey, Mike, bravo. There's got to be targets someplace. Right now, the education system is constantly changing. The fact is that there's been widespread cheating on these tests, but that doesn't mean the tests are wrong or testing or holding people accountable. It means the people that are doing it are wrong, not the system. Does that system work? Does the No Child Left Behind and giving, hey, these are areas that we have to teach too. These are grades that they have to obtain. Do they? Is this a good idea? Give us a call if you're in if you think about it. Do you think we should give waivers? I mean, the Obama administration is good at giving waivers. Look at their health care plan, which, by the way, found out that, hey, guess what? There's another $50 billion we need to add on to it that people just didn't notice is that, oh, we're going to have to add. It's not just the individual in the health care plan. Oh, my gosh, it could be his wife and children. So let's just add another $50 billion to the health care plan. So many things coming out. And we've come back from this break. We want to talk about the drop in the stock market and how, what kind of plan do we have here? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, 7:21 in the morning, August the 9th.
North Valley Bank Shop Swipe and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere. Is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it. And when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only places you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. I know there's got to be more to that.
I love that.
Riff. I know. Okay. It's Carl Lindabot.
Good morning.
7:25 in the morning, August the 9th. It's like, I don't know, is that the right temperature up there, Bad Bob, or is that too tough to keep
currently
going
67
there?
Degrees.
Currently 67
that's
degrees.
That's it, right there on the computer with the big old sunshiny. It's going to be up to 98 big old
today.
Sunshiny icon, so you know that okay. We're going to have a beautiful day with highs of around 98. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And who's going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing out there.
You're going to be singing
yes,
at Anselmo this weekend.
Yeah. Johnny Gonsalves, Bruce Kahlen, and Dan Kinkle.
The
let me tell you,
three.
People,
the three.
I need to get lost in my music. So hopefully you'll come and join me and enjoy this beautiful ambiance. It's the North State, and come and stay local and enjoy. I just made coffee, Carl. Like,
how long have we been married, honey? How long have we been married?
I don't know. I ask myself that daily.
Is it like 50 years or something like this? So when I get coffee, and you fix it for me all the time, would I expect that it would have something on it? In it like,
you want two Splendas and a...
Or something.
But anyway, welcome back to the program again. KCNR 1460. We're taking your streaming questions as well, KCNR1460.com. We want to say thank you so much for those of you who filled out Arbitron, because we just feel wonderful that, you're making us matter.
You're making us grow.
Yeah.
All the time. Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
thank
that you, you make you. Us feel, matter. And as you all know, we get up in the morning and we are trying to be that bridge of being the community radio station that helps you to be informed of what's going on so many levels. From Kids Unlimited to the NAACP to, what's happening on locally and politically, and we're just really thrilled. So, again, it's going to be a fabulous day.
It is. Okay. Let's talk about a few things that are happening around. You know, did anybody notice that the stock market dropped 684 points?
Oh, stop it.
Anybody notice that the stock market's dropped 684 points? This was like, even though they said it wasn't the largest drop in percentage-wise, it was still big. I was talking to a friend of mine and said, hey, we just went out and spent $14,000. And I said, oh, yeah, how'd you do that? He said, my 401 spent it. During the stock market going down. Now it started back up again today. We're down to like 10,000 points. And I don't know if Rocky said from the Wall Street or from the Wells Fargo, was gold $1,700 an ounce yet?
1736.
Now, that's the last week, my friends. We've watched it go up. Over $100 an ounce. In the last week. We're going to have somebody on there this week just talking about gold and silver and all this. Largest drop in years. And then President Obama comes out. Now, on his birthday, they had a 500-point drop. And they weren't singing happy birthday. But he came out yesterday and he says that we are still a three-star nation. You know what? He's right about that. We are a three-star nation. Even though Standard & Poor's dropped us to two stars. You know, the hell with that. Can you imagine, the fact of the United States not paying its debts, not being good for it? No, you can't. Even though they were interviewing a guy on Wall Street, and I swear to God, his voice sounded like he was getting ready to scream. You know, he said, oh, God, we're still good. And it kept cracking. But what he did say, what the president said is, damn that Bush. I'm still having to, you know, having problems with this. Yet he came out with no plan on the economy. He came out with no plan about on employment. What did we do to get people back to jobs? And then he said that a lot of this is caused by Europe.
No.
President Obama, come on. You've had 3 years to do something. The state of our economy is not any better, and it seems like it keeps fighting and getting worse. Just give us a plan. Just tell us. Be the leader. Be the leader you said you would be. Tell us what you're going to do. Make it clear to us what you're going to do to get jobs back and get jobs in our country. Got to take a break here for the news. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:29 in the morning, August the 9th, is 67 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, a much stronger start to today's stock trading session. After yesterday's stock market plunge, just 3% of the stocks in the S&P 500 were trading above their six-month average price. But there is speculation that the Fed may come to the rescue of the bulls in today's session. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 210 points. With the global market sell-off and a sluggish economy here in the U.S., the focus now is turning to the Fed, the central bank holding a meeting today. But Chairman Ben Bernanke hasn't signaled if it will take any action to bolster the economy. Even if no action is taken, the Fed is expected to acknowledge the recent economic downturn. Their decision comes down around 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Productivity falling for a second straight quarter, fueling concerns about future hiring. During the spring, productivity of U.S. businesses dropped 0.3% as labor costs outpaced the amount of goods and services produced. The first quarter was also revised lower. It was the first back-to-back decline in 3 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the white pages or on the internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new, Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Chester County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning, August the 9th, 67 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Tobacco and Brew, great place with Espresso Joes. They've got great coffees there. They've got specials all the time. They can buy you can buy gourmet coffee beans for the cheapest prices in town, or any type of machine that you need to cook your coffee, brew your coffee in. And of course, there's the finest walk-in humidor with new cigars. They have new brands of cigars all the time there in the humidor at Tobacco and Brew. And of course, they have their community room, which I can see right now that people use almost every evening, but you just give them a call to see if you can use it. They do it for free or maybe just a donation. But that's Tobacco and Brew. They have discounts for veterans, and the people there are friendly and knowledgeable. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Can I tell you something that kind of bugs me? I mean, you know, it's just, again, the feeling is, you know, my country, which I love and I honor, that the major changes, some things that I just can't even believe. You know, I'm still like in shock over things. One of the things that I want to just bring to your attention today is about Facebook. It seems that Facebook has agreed to work with law enforcement agencies nationwide to remove accounts set up by inmates or posted on their behalf. Posted on their behalf, in part because prisoners are using the social networking site to stalk victims and direct criminal activity, California prison officials said Monday. Facebook.
Yeah. I have a right to be on the computer, and one prisoner back in Wisconsin sued to have the right to look at porn on the computer. So, yeah, Facebook has been used by inmates, and then they're saying, well, gosh, you know what? This is just kind of a way for them to communicate with their gang members or to, you know, I mean, can you imagine? Okay, say some guy sexually assaulted somebody, and then the next thing you know, she's getting Facebook messages from this guy from prison.
Well, you know, again, I sound like I'm just on the old negative train here. But I'll tell you one thing is that the prisoners' rights, I know there's people out there that fight for prisoners' rights. And when prisoners' rights get to be
more important than citizen rights?
Exactly. More important than citizens' rights. And they get better dental care, better medical care. You know, they get the full HBO treatment. That's making me feel a little bit crazy today. Facebook?
Oh, you've got that going today. You've got that, you know, usually you are just so bright and sunshiny and nothing's going to, you know, everything bounces off you. Okay, this is good news. They cut off the Facebook to them. They don't have it now. So that's good news.
Did they in every state?
Well, we're talking California. That's right now, that's what we're talking about. So California took a step forward that was actually cool. I mean, this is California that did it. When you think about it,
that wasn't off
the cliff. I think we're lucky that California did anything like that, because we've also, at the same time they do that, they do this. Brown endorses the popular vote bill for California, which means that would award all of the California's 55 Electoral College votes to the winner of the national popular vote, a move intended to ensure the winner of the popular vote becomes president. Well, what if 70% of the people in the state voted against the man or woman that wins the presidency? So what you've just done is you've negated 70% of the votes. Of course, you could say is that, well, with the Electoral College, Electoral College vote is by the popular vote in the state, and all electoral votes will go to the candidate of that party. In other words, would it be a Republican or Democrat? And the whole thing is based on the fact that when Bush beat Gore in the Electoral College, but not the popular vote. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, then we should just overdo that. Why even have the electoral college voting? Why shouldn't it just be the popular vote? Well, then, you know, they say that the people for this popular vote play says that then all the candidates would be to all the states. They would go to all the states and they would look at them because everything would be important, which is really not true. They would come to the major cities and the way the major cities go. And as it is now, the Electoral College, every state has something to say about the winning of the presidency. And it can be. The Electoral College could be down to 5, 6, 7 votes. That means those states with Electoral College votes in South Dakota and North Dakota are just as important as, say, the 55 votes in California. I mean, so to go but the popular vote, it says, you know, what you're trying to do is negate what the Constitution, how this country was set up. Oh, we'll just give them all, you know, no matter what the population of the, you know. And this seems like, oh, this will make sure that the popular vote, that we just push all of our electoral votes over there. But, again, what if you have a Republican win? And this gives him, that gives the Republican he or her. That final thing. I mean, how would the majority of the people in California who vote obviously Democratic feel? Just a thought. You know, it's the same thing as, you know, when you start getting into this, you start getting into the tyranny of the many, because then you have also is that in our voting in our systems now, we don't have a clear cut. Republican, Democrat, or AB system, because it's the people who get the most votes that are going to be running in the general elections. In the primary, two Democrats could win in an area, and then you have no other side to it because they're both Democrats. Or you could have both Republicans get the most votes in the primary, so you have two Republicans running. Where is the choice there? I get to vote for Democrat A or Democrat B or Republican A or Republican B. Where's the difference? Where's the independent fall? Does this give a chance for an independent to sneak in there? Does it give a chance for two independents to sneak in there? Not unless they have lots of money. Of course, we can go all through this. We've got to take a break. But, right now, we're making decisions here that are going to have huge ramifications on how we vote. Carl Lindebaugh. KCNR, 1460, it's 7:42 in the morning, August 9th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Let's make it a good day. Currently 69 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today with a high of 98. Hot, but that's all right. Let's make it work. I just wanted to share with you. Carl's like, God. No, a friend of mine that lives in Thailand, actually I met him in Sacramento. He moved to, he lived in Woodland and moved, sold everything and moved over to Thailand, but is still very involved with things in the States. I just got an email, but it wasn't from him. It had a heading that he had to leave United Kingdom and travel to, I guess, London, or excuse me, Thailand to London, where he had to do emergency surgery for his niece. And it was one of those, could you please send money? Signed, my friend. I read to the body and I thought, then I got to the second paragraph and I realized, this is the last person that's going to ask me to send $20 or wherever it was. I don't know what it is. So be careful, because that kind of wigs me out again. Somebody's hacking and doing those. I don't know how they do that. They find the address and they will sign it with that person. So anyway, be careful of that. And I did have some good news. I wanted to share with you yesterday. I went into a place that Carl likes to go to, and I took a girlfriend. I was looking for something very special for her birthday. That was going to be, she likes to collect. So I went to Cal's Books. Well, if you've never been to Cal's Books, you really need to check it out. Carl, the owner of Cal's Books, can tell, when you walk in this, it's right off of, the frontage
it's
street.
It's not Cal.
It's no, he said Carl.
It's Carl of Cal's Books. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's off of 273. There's that frontage road there on the way to Wind River.
West side.
And it's back in a kind of an industrial center, but you'll see the big sign. But you really need to go in there and just check it out. This guy is a walking computer. He knows exactly, well, it's better than that. He knows exactly where every book is. It's clean. It's organized. It's just a real, real, real joy to go in there and to see somebody. You know, he's really keeping the art of the paper print and books alive. And so just wonderful collections, paperbacks. If you've got a bunch of paperbacks and you want to buy, and you're a reader and you want to trade in books, I mean, he does that. Carl likes to go, and you know, he loves his Westerns, so he'll bring home a great big bag full of paperbacks and take a month or two to go through them. But I went yesterday with a girlfriend because she was looking for some specific books that, you know, you either find in a while you're treasure hunting. And so I just want to do a shout out to the owner of Cal's Books, and thank you for bringing something of that. It's definitely you can tell that this man is very passionate. Old posters, wonderful old music that he's playing, songs from yesteryear, and this is great.
It is. Okay, a few things going on today. The River City Duplicate Bridge Club is meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesdays and noon on Fridays at the First Church in the Nazarene. Bostonian Tea Party tonight, 6 p.m. at the Back Home Brew. Marine Corps League Detachment 1082. It's meeting between 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. the second Tuesday of the month at Veterans Memorial Hall there on Yuba Street. All right. We just throw those kind of things. And plus, we're having, I think tonight is NAACP is having a barbecue in a town meeting with Sheriff Tom Basenko and California Highway Patrolman Jerry Flavin will be there. It's from 5 to 8. I think they're going to be speaking around 6. The barbecue then goes. And donations are 8 o'clock down at the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center. And that's going on today. At the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center, we had on the Ricky Bennett and his wife Nadine yesterday from NAACP, and it was an interesting show. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, just go to the archives. It was a real interesting show about when you have an organization, and as they said, anybody can join because the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People means all colors, not just black. And so anybody can join this organization. And it was an interesting conversation. And when you consider that less than 1% of Shasta County is of people of color, I said, well, do you have large meetings? And they said, well, it's getting bigger. But they have, and that's what they do, is they act as voices and mentors for the community. It was an interesting show. Enjoyed it.
I came across an article that I'd really like to kind of share with you about cutting-edge research. Do we have a minute?
We do, about a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Or do you want to do it after the break?
Let's just take this. Let's go in before the break.
Okay.
It's good to be an Arizona State University student, where those 21 and older can earn $60 a night by getting drunk. Psychology professor Will Corbin.
Bob's ears perked up for the first time today.
With National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism grants, conduct studies of drunk students' memories, response times, and decision-making processes through extensive questioning after he has raised their blood alcohol level to precisely 0.8, which Arizona regards as presumed impaired for drivers. Students are served one type of vodka cocktail, three drinks worth, a bar-like room on campus, and after 50 minutes to let the alcohol be absorbed, the questioning and testing begin. At the end of the night, taxis are called for the students. And that is from the Arizona Republic. I just thought that was an interesting study.
Well, you know, for an extra $30, you also will have a... I know, that's $60, but for an extra $30, you can have a wet t-shirt contest.
Is this a government-funded study?
Of course it is. It's the same ones that find out if chimpanzees have sex after climbing down from trees. You know, that's the... You know, I mean, come on. It's of course it's government-funded. Of course our money's going there to find out that college students get drunk after drinking three drinks at .08. I thought we had proved that. I thought that's why we had dropped the legal intoxication rate to 0.8. We're spending more money.
This is Arizona.
More money.
We're Arizona.
Use the money to build a wall.
No, they took
a wall along the border.
Carl, they took the money from the red light tickets.
All
right, we're going to take a break. Okay. We come right back after these messages.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmark Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful CARS customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to CARS since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to CARS?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to CARS.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at CARS.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Everywhere around. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:56 in the morning, August the 9th, 69 degrees. We've got Bad Bob in multicolors here that I'm telling you are just eye-opening. In fact, you know, it's and then Just Bob is still trying to keep up on the coffee demand because we're imbibing coffee. I'm like mainlining it this morning, though I don't know why. Yesterday was kind of a quiet day in the evening.
I know why.
Why?
Because, well, just, again, I open up the program with all the things, you know, it's really just, it's like you get out.
Wait a minute now. Are you going to be in a happy mood? You're back up to a happy mood. Are you going to go into the stock market again?
No, when you get out of bed, you have to adjust. You have to move your body and kind of get into the real time. And the real time is changing moment by moment.
Well.
So that's just a, you know, that's just a whole, like, give me coffee because I got to be right here.
Okay. Now, I did notice that as soon as we mentioned wet T-shirt contest that that we got numerous remarks about that. That would, you know, that can make people happy. And then, of course, Bad Bob says, well, can you invite your dogs to it?
Well,
I'm not even sure what that means.
Speaking of wet T-shirt, it conjures up Dirty Dancing, the film, right?
Okay.
They're remaking it.
Oh, no. Really?
They're also remaking the television series Charlie's Angels.
You know, they're remaking everything. And the reason they're remaking it is because there's a lack of originality. And some of the original films they're coming out with are such tanks. So they go back to things that were proven hits. But unfortunately, they put them together in such a way as that they're not good at all. And then it happens. I mean, it's just like it's, you know, they tank because people are used to something and they're not going to come back.
Well, Kenny Ortega, who was the choreographer of the first film, he also worked in High School and the musical Michael Jackson's This Is It. He's going to direct the remake. Well, for those of you who are familiar with the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, the remake will incorporate classic songs from the 1960s and hits from the original film. So I'm not exactly sure why they feel that they need to redo this film.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know either. And, you know, okay, now there's some questions in the chat room. No, we have no changes here. It's our guest at 8 o'clock will be Sam Paredes of the California of Gun Owners of California. He's here just for a segment, like usual, and then Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, all that. Somebody had written down in shorthand that gun talk. No, we're having a regular show. We just have our guest on at 8 o'clock, and that's going to be Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. We haven't had him on for a while, and there's a lot of things going on in the California government that has an impact on you if you actually would like to exercise your rights under the Second Amendment and own a weapon and be able to buy ammunition. So we have our regular update with Sam. So going back to remakes on that, like Dirty Dancing was something that was it was such a phenomenon right then. Can you ever recapture the feeling of a movie like that? Or is it that you've got a completely brand new audience now? Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:59 in the morning. Come back and join us after the news.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What went down is now going up. There's a rebound rally on Wall Street. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti, live track in the market.
Dave, it's been a volatile session already, but stocks are making up for at least some of the losses yesterday. The Dow Industrials are surging 201 points after skidding Monday. The bulls seem to be temporarily back in the game, but all that could change 3 hours from now if the Federal Reserve's policy statement following their interest rate decision doesn't appease nervous investors. In the meantime, gold, a safe haven investment, is still up, but backing off earlier highs. Dave.
Now, Lauren, it's not a welcome homecoming. The remains of the 30 U.S. troops killed Saturday being flown back from Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Two planes landing not long ago at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. This arrival closed to the media, the Pentagon saying the catastrophic helicopter crash has made it impossible to so far positively ID the 30 Americans killed. The dead do include 22 members of the elite Navy SEALs. The Taliban is believed responsible for the deadliest single attack on U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Dave.
Jared, fire trucks, semis, and heavy-duty pickups need to be more fuel efficient. President Obama setting new standards, ordering these types of vehicles to use less gas and reduce emissions by up to 23% starting with the 2014 model year. The number of police will be out on the streets tonight in London dealing with this. The rioting and burning and looting that's been going on for 3 days since a deadly police shooting. It has spread to three other cities.
Be confronted and defeated.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says they will restore order. And the World Food Program is sending tons of high-energy biscuits to East Africa to help fight the famine in Somalia. They hope to feed nearly 2 million people in a day. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
First, we brought you the revolutionary Can-Am Spyder Roadster. And now this, it's the VRP Yellow Tag event. Get one of the best warranties in the industry, great financing, and up to $2,000 back on select VRP products, like Can-Am ATVs, side-by-sides, and roadsters. Offer ends August 31st. Visit your local VRP dealer or VRPUltimatePlayground.com for details. Restrictions apply. Coverage, financing, and cash back vary by product category and unit. See an authorized VRP dealer for details.
Visit Twin City Motorsports in Marysville.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
There are more reports out of Syria of troops launching raids on anti-government protesters, continuing a crackdown that human rights activists say has killed at least 10,000 people in Syria. In Libya, More NATO airstrikes on Tripoli, which Muammar Gaddafi still controls. This as there's some infighting among the rebels reshuffling leadership.
The top spokesman for the rebels' transitional council made the announcement in an interview with Al Jazeera Television. Family and supporters of General Abdel Fattah Younis have been demanding justice after the former military commander under Colonel Gaddafi, who defected to rebel forces, had been found tortured in a burned-out vehicle in late July. Senior rebel officials who ordered the general arrested for questioning before he was killed have come under heavy scrutiny. A spokesman for Younis' tribe and immediate family said they would only be satisfied until the culprits were brought to justice, regardless of rank or title. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Voters are going to the polls in Wisconsin today to deal with six Republican state senators who are up for recall elections after that new law restricting public union collective bargaining. There was a Democrat who already faced a recall but won last month. Two other Democrats face votes next week. A few months after Scotty McCreery won American Idol, he's getting help going country.
Eyes have never seen this big.
Scotty McCreery's video for his debut hit, I Love You This Big, will premiere today on CMT as part of an extended 15-minute special that includes exclusive behind-the-scenes footage from his video shoot.
Claiming what words cannot describe, but I'll try.
GAC will also air the video since its cameras have been following the Idol winner around for a special called Introducing Scotty McCreery, which is set to premiere this fall. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Again on Wall Street, trying to stage a rebound rally, the Dow up 150. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:05 on August the 9th. And what is the weather today?
We're going to have a beautiful day. It's going to be hot, though, with highs near around 98, calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight will be clear with a low of around 64. A great time to go out and barbecue later in the evening. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Wednesday night is a low of around 65. Looks like we're all going to be not ever hitting the triple digits this week, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, we'll have there's a Thursday night chef there that does specialty in pizza in the outdoor oven. And then, of course, John Stadelli and is also the chef out there with this fabulous five-star cuisine.
Yeah, you know, John's a head chef, and Mr. Wilcox is there on Thursdays and Sundays to help out.
And Sunday nights is wine tasting dinner. Saturday night is music, of course, live on the deck, 474-5546.
And who's the music?
Head out to Anselmo Saturday night, and I'll be out there with Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin, and Dan Kinkle, my favorite jazz trios. It'll be a lot of fun. We're just going to be doing some standards, and it'll be a beautiful night. Last time we went out there, you had a great meal that Josh Stadelli played.
They had the veal
prepared
for
you.
On homemade pasta they had that was just wonderful. It was great. The other things they do, though, it's cooler up there. And like I said, but if you're going to go up there and listen, you know, want to hear great music, is you need to call and make reservations and tell them, I want to be wherever the music's going to be. Because right now it's going to be in the music room. It could be out on the porch out there, the veranda, but just you're going to have to ask.
It fills up fast.
Yeah, it fills up fast. So ask, I want to be in where the music is so that they'll put it in, because there's been some mix-ups.
Yeah.
You know,
all
occasionally.
Right.
All right. Our guest.
And it is currently 71 degrees.
Our guest is on the line, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California.
Sam,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Great.
How are you doing, Sam?
As good as we can be, but we're happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
So, you know, Sam, it's been, I guess, about a month or so since we've talked to you, a month or 6 weeks, because we try to get a hold of you, like, at least once a month or every 6 weeks.
I'd be happy to do that, because things change, as you well know, pretty quickly.
So, you know, give us a quick and dirty on what's going on there in Sacramento.
Well, in Sacramento, thankfully, the legislature is still on vacation. They've got one more week that they get to stay away from doing the things they do to us. They're due back at the end of next week. And so nothing is happening. But all of the legislation is still in the process, you know, open carry ban and redefining handgun ammunition to include rifle ammunition and ammunition registration and bills to allow the Department of Justice to really use the funds that we give them to do our background checks as a tax to pay for all kinds of law enforcement activities. And and they want to register rifles and shotguns. All of those bills are still alive. We're doing the best we can to bottle them up, make them stumble, do whatever we can to defeat them. Sometimes it isn't because we have the best logic or the best information. It's sometimes all about knowing the process and figuring out how to defeat these things through the system. So it's still a lot of work going on. We're still fighting tooth and nail. They are still after our guns.
Oh, they are. And, you know, the thing about it that I see is, and I want to go over each one of these bills because
sure. They
are, I mean, the one about the ammo bill is extremely important because what it is the original bill that said they want us to give thumbprints and write down any time everything we do concerning ammunition was basically, it said, oh, it's just going to be for handgun ammunition. But now it's written so it's all ammunition, that anytime we buy any type of ammunition, we have to get thumbprints and go through a registration process, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly what it is. Senator De Leon, who sponsored and passed AB 962 2 years ago and was put into law, went into law this year, and then the court overthrew it because it was unconstitutionally vague. The definitions that they had for ammunition, for handgun ammunition, was something that nobody in their right mind could understand. So they threw it out.
Yeah.
And so now Senator De Leon, who he was unfortunately elected to the Senate, he sponsored two bills, SB 124, which what that bill does is it redefines handgun. He tried to respond to the judge's ruling, and he redefines it to mean any ammunition that has ever been loaded in a handgun could be considered handgun ammunition. Well, we have some guns like the Thompson Contender and the Remington XP, guns like that that have been used, that have been chambered in everything from .30-06 and .308, .223, all kinds of rifle calibers. Well, automatically, all of those will be considered handgun ammunition. So that's a very bad bill.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Sam, we're going to have to take a break here.
No problem.
And take a break, and we're also going to be doing our Wells Fargo Business Minute, and then we'll come back to Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. This is Free Fire Radio.
The date, Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes free screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Health Clinic, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bodd. Let's go to the Wells Fargo Business Minute.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Dow and NASDAQ were higher in volatile early trading following yesterday's 5.6% plunge in the Dow. With inflation less of a risk, the market may be hoping the Federal Reserve rolls out new tools to support the economy when it concludes a one-day meeting in Washington. The Fed may prolong a pledge to maintain record monetary stimulus or reduce the rate it pays on reserves, encouraging more firms to lend money. A statement from the Fed is expected at 2:15 p.m. Eastern. Dow is currently up 139 points now at 10,945, NASDAQ up 57 at 2,414, and the S&P 500 up 23 points at 1,142. Oil's up 90 cents at $82 a barrel. Gold up $11.50 to $1,728. And silver now down $1.28 to $37.69 an ounce. Noticeable stocks, Honeywell up $1.03 to $45.30. And Walmart up 86 cents to $49.79 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Rocky, thanks a lot. You know what? Gold, 1740. I think silver's down a little bit, but gold is up. Looks like the stock market is starting to kind of shake off yesterday and kind of start coming back with a little positiveness in its step. A little, you know, yesterday was kind of like a wake-up call. Let's see what we can do. But always appreciate Wells Fargo and their business minute. Okay, our guest, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. And, you know, even though the market's up and down, you've got it. Don't you have, like, a pretty steady uphill fight all the time, Sam?
Oh, boy. Yes. We are constantly fighting against an entrenched and dedicated group, a force of people who do not like our Constitution. They do not like the Second Amendment. They believe that they are smarter than everybody else, and they know what's best for everybody. And they're going to continue to fight to take guns away from everybody.
You know, Sam, let me ask a question here.
Sure.
The people, you know, when they write these laws, the only people they really affect is me or Bad Bob or you. I mean, you must talk to these guys. I mean, I know you must talk to them. I know that Jim Nielsen talks to them. I know Doug LaMalfa talks to them. What is it about the fact of all these laws they're putting on, you know, and these onerous burdens that they're putting on us? Why? What is the reasoning behind it? Because I was told that De Leon was kind of a reasonable kind of guy, Why do they continue to do this to us? It's me they're affecting, a 30-year retired Marine who's, you know, and as so many of my friends are, so many veterans that have risen, you know, have taken that step to, you know, to join the military and be there. So many citizens that do the right thing. So many citizens that have never done anything wrong. Why are they doing this to people?
Well, it is all about control for them. They don't care deeply about the service that you and all of our veterans have given to our country. They don't care about how it impacts us as law-abiding citizens. They are all about exercising their belief in what is best for their constituency, for their continuance in power. And they know deep down that as long as Americans have firearms in their homes in private possession, they will never have the type of control that they want.
Sam,
Admiral Yamamoto, who said, you know, Japan should never invade the west coast of America because you will find an armed American behind every blade of grass because of their Second Amendment.
Do you actually believe and that, you know, and because you should see all the comments in the chat room here.
Sure.
And they're all saying essentially the same thing. They want control. And this is, it's not especially about gun rights. It's about control. Now, here's the thing is, do you think that De Leon is leading this because he wants to take away our rights so he can control the populace?
To a great extent, that is exactly the foundation that he has. We have sat together and next to each other and talked about the facts that are collected by their own Department of Justice, by the FBI. We have shown them physical guns and physical ammunition. We have walked them through the logic and the process, and they look at us like we have three eyes and antennas coming out of our heads. They don't care. They don't believe us. They have no problem with violating the Constitution if it accomplishes what they want to accomplish. And one of the things, they have tried to take away the guns all at one shot. They failed miserably. They couldn't do it, so they have changed the tactic. They're taking away one chunk at a time, making it more difficult for us to buy ammunition or to buy guns, or just making it more of a pain in the neck to do these things, so we will do less of it. And that is their incremental way of achieving their goal. If they could ban hunting, they'd ban it right now, because that means that fewer people would have a need to go out and buy hunting guns. You know, if they're trying to ban open carrying, they do not want concealed carry. They don't want citizens, law-abiding citizens, walking around the streets with concealed firearms defending and protecting themselves. They don't want that.
Well, here's what I think, and this is just Carl Bott. This is what I think. I think then if they are usurping the Constitution, I think then, you know, and they are putting onerous bills and laws on us that go against the Constitution because they can, because they have a majority of like people like that, then they're tyrants and they should be disobeyed. And, you know, unfortunately, if you disobey something you think it goes against your rights, you're the one that gets arrested, not the thugs that put this into motion.
That's correct. Carl, you are, the fervor that you have, the belief that you have is welling in the hearts and minds of law-abiding Americans throughout the country and especially here in California. But let me tell you, even though it feels like we are in a prison camp of liberalism here in California, you know, under the razor wire and the jackboot of liberal leadership, we are gaining ground. We are building. We are organizing like we've never organized in the history of California. And we will take the state back. And the only way, we will never change the minds of the Kevin DeLeons, the Mark Lenos. We will never change their minds. The only way we can stop them from doing what they are doing is to take them out of power. In other words, make them a minority so that they can yak all they want, but none of their bills become law.
Yeah, like they've done to the Republicans.
Yeah. Let me tell you, like you said earlier, we're blessed up in Northern California.
We are blessed here
with Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa, who transcend the aura of Republicanism and are conservative patriots who believe in the Constitution and fight for it every single day. Well, we need to
help them
get more of them running under that R label. We need to get more like them running under the D label.
Well, we just need people that believe in the Constitution. I don't care if it's an R or a D. I could care less. As long as they believe in what's right for America and what's right under the Constitution, and to use common sense. And use common sense when doing it. Hey, we've got to take a break, Sam. Our guest, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. We're discussing these new laws, these new onerous laws that have got nothing to do with really fighting crime, but putting control on the citizens. That's Carl Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now, come on. If she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmark Annual Estate Sale. With free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays. Town and Country Center. Hilltop Drive. Reading.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 8:25 on Tuesday. Oh, my gosh. The 9th of August. Yep, that's where we are. 76 degrees is going to be high today of 98. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia, and they have top designer lines, been in Reading for 20 years, and an on-site lab, and there are places to go if you're going to check out what's going on with your eyeballs, your vision. Glasses for the whole family. It's on Hartnell, 223-2325. Give them a call. That is Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia. All right.
Okay, our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Our chat room is really going at it. And by the way, my friends in the chat room, and you all are my friends for the most part. You know what? It's a big chat room, and you all get everybody's invited.
It's our family.
Everybody is in here. Everybody has their own opinion, as long as we're civil with each other. Okay? So don't chase people out of there. We like having the people there. We like diverse opinions. And in fact, that's why we're looking at a lot of the, some of the programming here. Maybe a little more diverse opinions coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Okay, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. Sam, before we go any further.
Yes.
You're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, speak up, Sam.
I will.
You're far, far away. Hey, Sam, there's going to be a dinner here on the 19th. Of August, right?
Yes, that's next week, next Friday. Gun Owners of California's annual Reading Anderson Banquet. We're having it at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta Fairgrounds. And it's an annual event that we have lots of fun. We have the best prime rib dinner that anybody can have. We have raffles and auctions. Lots of guns we give away in raffles. We meet prizes, we get to see old friends, and we get to talk about guns and about freedom. This is all about the politics of the Second Amendment. It's not about safety or training or any other, aspect of shooting. It's all about fighting for your rights and fighting to defeat the anti-gunners and to replace them with pro-gun patriots. And I want to invite everybody to come. They can either go to our website at www.gunownersca.com. That's GUNOWNERSCA.com. Or give us a call at 916-984-1400 to get tickets. We can hold them at the door. We can send them out to you. Love to see all of our friends up there. It's an annual event that's just a real hoot and a kick in the pants.
Well, we're going to try. Linda and I are going to try being there, of course. And because, you know what, it's you need to make a stand. And part of the thing about making a stand is, you know, and forget this drawing a line in the sand. You know, to me, drawing a line in the sand, what the hell does that mean? You know, I mean, drawing a line in the sand, the wind shifts. Guess what? Line's gone. Yep. It shouldn't be a line in the sand that just that the winds of popular opinion change it. It should be a line that says, hey, this is the way, this is the right thing. This is my right. You know, and, you know, people in here saying, well, really, you know, some of the people in the chat room says, you know, guns aren't my biggest thing. I think there's more important things than gun laws. And for some people, he's absolutely true. It is for some people. I just see, again, I enjoy shooting. I don't go out all the time and shoot as much as I'd like to because I just don't have the time. But I enjoyed having the right to do it. I enjoy having the right to buy ammunition. I think I should be able to buy a box of 22 ammunition and not have to give a thumbprint and not have to give, you know, show a driver's license. Oh, maybe a driver's license, but just to say, you know that I'm over 18 because I do look young, and then have to be able to walk next door to the through a medicinal marijuana place and go in and buy a pound of a federally prohibited substance without having to prove anything except I've got a recommendation here. I mean, it's just kind of like, and they're not keeping, I don't know if they keep track of it at the state level, if they do, you know, for the marijuana, but for ammunition, they're trying to keep track of it, aren't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely
And I've only got like
correct,
a minute left. I was just pontificating here. But.
No, you are expressing common sense and logic, but The problem is that when you talk about the line in the sand, that is a bad example. Our line are the words of the Constitution. You cannot compromise the Constitution. There is no such thing as compromise. The words are what they are, and they mean what they mean, and that is the law of the land. If you don't like it, change it, but you cannot compromise it, which means that our duty, our battle.
Yeah. Okay,
is to
we got
fight in the arena to make sure that we keep the Constitution to mean what
yes,
it means.
Yes, we've got it. Okay, we've got to run.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Platter. 4 days after a major agency cuts America's credit rating, Wall Street continues its turbulent reaction. The Dow offsetting some of yesterday's loss of more than 600 points by rising 206 points this morning. The S&P up 28, NASDAQ gaining 76. Investors have spoken today of hope that the Federal Reserve can come out of today's meeting in Washington with some positive intervention for the economy, and perhaps look to Europe, where a debt crisis has been weighing on Wall Street and markets worldwide.
The European Central Bank continues to try to help Italy and Spain with their problems by buying their bonds. There's some question about how long they can last before the whole Eurozone comes crashing down. These are, after all, the third and fourth largest economies in the 17-member Eurozone.
Fox's Greg Burke in Rome. European markets have been mixed today, and again, the Dow is up 200 points, over 11,000. This is a Fox News alert.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform. leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, a new bump. You do such a good job there, Bad Bob. Sounding good now. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. D.C. Tim and a man in black right off Athens Avenue, they believe in the Second Amendment. They believe in shooting. They believe in carrying weapons. They also believe in giving great haircuts, great prices, and discounts to veterans. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. You take a step back in the time where you have, you know, good magazines. Nobody's going to fluff your hair. They just give haircuts. Man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Sam, you got to stop by there sometime when you're in town.
I guarantee I will. That sounds like my kind of place.
It is your kind of place. Oh, hey, Sam, before we go on further, I just saw something in one of the magazines that arrived at my house that said that that he knew that the VA needed magazines. So he took a bunch of his old gun magazines and said, 20 copies of it, like for, something for a year or something, whatever. And he took it down to the VA, and the VA said they couldn't have anything that had weapons. Weapons magazines out, and in their lobbies and stuff. And I read that, and I would wonder, is that can't be a national rule, because right here in our clinic we have hunting magazines and National Rifle Association magazines and all that. I mean, have you heard of anything like this?
I have not heard about it, but you know what? We have some real knuckleheads who are. Running government agencies and VA hospitals and stuff like that. Let me tell you, some of the loudest and proudest pro-gun people in the country are veterans, those that have been wounded, those that have come back, and they know that they have been fighting for the Second Amendment. And to say that you cannot have firearms and gun magazines and hunting magazines in their lobby just shows how far some people have their head stuffed into places that are very dark and damp. It is ridiculous. You take a survey of veterans, you're going to find somewhere in the 80s or 90s, maybe in the high 90% of the people who think that is completely stupid. So whenever we find things like that, we need to fight that, because that is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that was in a magazine that I just got, and it was one of the people, it made the letters to the editor page.
Uh-huh.
Which I found, and I thought about it for a second, and then thinking about our VA clinic here, and thought, no, that's not the way it is here. So I'm thinking, again, that it's somebody, it's like flying the flag. You hear something like this, and then somebody else repeats it, or that kind of thing is, oh, the school is not going to fly the flag. Well, we had somebody call in on that, and the whole probably was correct in that third hand, but That's not what's happening, of course. Anyway, okay, you know, a lot of comments in our chat room, Sam, going on about, you know, it's funny how they want to take away and chip away at the rights for Californians to own weapons, yet the federal government sees no problem in sending thousands of weapons across the border to drug cartels.
Boy, I'm glad you brought that up.
You know what? It's something that just kind of like, you know, nags at you.
Yes. You know, here you go. The supposedly premier agency in the federal government that oversees firearms, their commerce and their use and all of that stuff, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms and Explosives, runs the biggest disaster of an operation in the history of law enforcement in America, maybe. You know, people say that, Watergate was worse. Well, you know what? Nobody died in Watergate. Here's an operation where a federal agency directed law-abiding gun dealers to sell guns to people who the law enforcement agency knew were criminals. And then they thought that they were going to track these guns all the way down into Mexico and then arrest the people that are ordering these guns. Well, they screwed that up right off the bat. It was a massive failure. Ultimately, several of those guns were used to kill at least two American law enforcement officers. Who knows how many Mexican law enforcement officers or law-abiding citizens were killed with the guns that our federal agency allowed to go down there. And then when ATF agents, good folks said, this is stupid, this is crazy, we got to stop this insanity. They came up and blew the whistle on these, and all of a sudden the onion, as they peeled back the layers of that onion, it got uglier and stinkier than you can imagine. We're finding out that the information on this program may go all the way to the White House. We're finding out that the BATF had no cooperation with the FBI or the Drug Enforcement Agency, because if they had, they would have known that these folks already know who the criminals are that the ATF was trying to identify. They were trying to make a name for themselves, and they failed miserably, and unfortunately it cost the lives of two American law enforcement agents, and that is an absolute travesty.
Yeah, and this is the same organization that gave us Waco. The thing about it, too, was, you know, just to reiterate just a little bit of something you said, is that the FBI, when they found out that these guys were giving weapons to one of their informants that was working in the drug cartels, that was, you know, but he was a bad guy. And so, I mean, this whole thing the thing is, you're not seeing any. You're not seeing the end results of this. Where's it going? It's been stomped on. It's been held back. So I hope that there's going to be an end to this investigation that gives us something.
You can bet your bottom dollar that Congressman Daryl Issa and the committee that is investigating this thing is not going to let this thing go. They are, frankly, finding out so many things it will all come out. The truth will all come out, and our guys have got this thing like a dog on a bone. They are not going to let ATF get away with this this travesty. You know, there are some people, as we're putting this information together, some people are even coming to the conclusions, based on the facts that we know, that it is possible that ATF wanted to allow these guns to go to Mexico so that they could be captured by the Mexican government and say that the trail of guns comes from America, so that they can enforce or propose stronger anti-gun laws here in America.
Which they did afterwards anyway. Yes. Okay, Sam, hey, we got to take a break here.
You got it.
Okay, this is Carl Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. It's 8:42 in the morning, August the 9th, 76 degrees, heading for 98. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Join us after these messages.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Currently 76 degrees here on KCNR 1460. And for you chat packers, we love you guys being with us. KCNR1460.com. That's Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. We're so happy that you choose us to be on your dial and also online at 1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. This month is their special of their drink is Oreo Blaster. Ow. Only $3.50 all month and tastes like an Oreo cookie milkshake. Lots of espresso. Trying to set up a cigar rolling event that's going to be happening sometime in September, but do not forget August 25th. They're going to be having their cigar night. That means you can go and meet the cigar representatives and actually kinds of freebie stuff. And you buy a cigar and all types of stuff, very, very cool. That's September 25th. And Ethiopian Yerga Chef is the coffee of the month.
That's easy.
So you go in there and say, I want some of that Ethiopian Yerga Chef stuff, you know, and that's going to be your beans.
Tell me you're a veteran, you get a discount.
That's Tobacco and Brew.
Okay. Hey, our guest, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. Sam, you ready for some questions from the chat room here?
Absolutely.
Well, I say that, and the chat room just keeps rolling faster. But essentially, the question is, okay, does a guest have any restrictions he believes should be on guns, or should we be able to purchase or have any form of projectile that is made?
You know, there... Yeah, the pure reading of the Second Amendment says that we should have whatever kind of gun, whatever kind of ammunition we want, and as long as we don't use them to hurt somebody else, that is our right. We have the right to do that. Now, I'm sure they're implying, is it okay to have armor-piercing ammunition, you know, in our possession? That's a political battle that we will fight later on. We will fight that battle later on. Right now, we've got a lot of other things, like the right to carry, constitutional carry. The only permit we should have to carry a concealed weapon should be the Constitution, the Second Amendment. We shouldn't need anything else. We're fighting for those things. We'll get the ammunition later on, but the pure reading of the Second Amendment means that you should have any gun or any ammunition that you want, and as long as you don't break a law by hurting somebody else or their property, it should be legal.
And that you've had a background investigation that shows you're not a felon, that you have, and that you are a law-abiding citizen, that you have a right to buy these. Now, you know, most people when they start talking about armor-piercing ammunition, they think of special types of ammo, but most center-fire hunting rifles will penetrate soft body armor. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
So when you say that, armor-piercing ammunition, we've got to do away with that, what they're talking about essentially would be doing away with all hunting ammunition.
That is the argument and the fight that we have had both in Washington, yeah, D.C., and here in California.
And that's what people have got to do. See, they use terms like assault weapons. They use terms like armor-piercing ammunition. And the bottom line on it is not that. It's because, like I said, you use a soft body armor, and that a 30-30 rifle could probably punch through it, or a 30-06 that people have been growing up with and hunting deer for, a century with. You've got to go beyond these terms and these catchphrases and look about what exactly people are talking about here.
Carl, you are sharing with people an absolute axiom of truth that you have to understand that the other side, the liberal, radical left, they so bastardize the English language and what they mean. They use words for shock effect, but when you get the definition of what they are talking about, you realize that they are they're talking about something completely different than what the average citizenry. Believes they mean. So words and meanings of words do have consequences, and we have to be very careful about that.
Okay, now one of the other question is before we I tell you, we're going to take a quick break. The question's Kevlar, and we'll come back to the Kevlar bullet. And
okay.
We can get to that as soon as we get back from our break. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:50 in the morning. It's August the 9th and 79 degrees.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, 5starbank.com. Five Star Bank. professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, we won't back down. You know what? We won't back down. This is our country. This is our Constitution. It's when I say ours, that's not me. It's not Linda. It's not Bad Bob. It's not Sam. It's not just Indie Guy. It's not, you know, Phil. It's not Max. It's our Constitution. It's our country's Constitution. And we've got to take stands. We've got to say this is right or this is wrong. When they start taking away, chipping, chip, chip, chip away, and then one morning you wake up and it's like, oh, everything I've got in my safe is illegal. What do I do now? Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. There's going to be a dinner on August 19th, and it's going to be of good cheer of people that want to defend their right under the Second Amendment. Is that right, Sam?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Carl. It's going to be a great evening. We have fun. We talk about our rights. We give people hope and something to fight for, specifically things to do. And we become one community. We cannot carry the fight in the legislature and trying to find candidates like Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen in districts in Southern and Central California without the help of people who believe in the Second Amendment. And people can help by coming to one of our dinners. It automatically makes them a member. They get a great chance of winning some guns and great prizes, and they are a part of the fight. And we need everybody who believes in the Second Amendment to be involved in one way, shape, or form.
Okay, great. Now, the question, before we broke, was on the Kevlar bullet.
Kevlar bullets?
Yeah.
Well, Teflon bullets was one thing. Kevlar is the material that...
That's what I thought. I didn't know if there was a new type of bullet,
no,
too.
No, it was not the Teflon that was supposed to... Now, let me dispel one myth that people have about Teflon-coated bullets. Teflon had nothing to do with the penetration of the vest. It had everything to do with lubricating the barrel of the handgun that it was being shot out of so that the bullet itself wouldn't wear out the barrel. So that became a cause celeb for the left. Ooh, they're putting Teflon on the bullet so that they'll penetrate vest. They shot the bullets without the Teflon on them, and they penetrated the armor it the same way, whether they had it the coating or not. So it has nothing to do with all of this stuff. It has everything to do with somebody out there saying, we think you should have this, and we think you shouldn't have this, and we're going to make a law to stop you from doing that, even though no one was ever shot with an armor-piercing bullet in California in the commission of a crime. No one.
From a handgun. From a handgun you're talking about.
That's from a handgun, correct.
Right.
And like you said, all rifle ammunition is armor-piercing.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a... You know, once you get into it, and again, you know, everybody's got the way they spin things, and everybody's got a way of using a little catchphrases that scare people. The Teflon bullet, I heard that too, and I thought it was something that was on the tip of the bullet itself, but obviously not. And so I guess the bottom line is for everybody and all of our listeners is if you want to continue enjoying the right to be able to buy a weapon and go out and buy ammo and shoot and just kind of like have the freedom to do that, guaranteed to you under the Constitution if you're a law-abiding citizen, then we need to fight for our rights. And the way we fight for our rights is by supporting those people that believe the way we do, you know, and believe the way we do it, starting at the city level and the county level, and then, of course, the state and then national. And the gun owners of California is down there fighting the good fight. They're outnumbered, but it's kind of like we're still in there punching. Right, Sam?
You're absolutely correct. You know, even though we are the minority, we have years like we did last year where we defeated every anti-gun bill that was in the legislature. We killed four major anti-gun bills because we were there, because we knew the system, and we were able to take advantage on the spot of opportunities to defeat these bills. We didn't defeat them with our logic and our common sense. We defeated them because we were able to hoodwink the left. And unfortunately, they learned some lessons from the way we defeated them last year, and they're going to be ready this year. So we have to be there to come up with new ideas and new ways to defeat these people as they try to take chunks away from our Constitution in abridging the Second Amendment. And we couldn't do it without our members, and we couldn't do it without people like you and Linda, Carl. You folks help us to spread the word over the airwaves so that people can hear. We're far weaker without you folks out there helping us. So gun owners of California, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the truth with people and to encourage people to get into the fight.
Well, thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. Let's keep the fight going.
Now, our guest has been Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California.
Always appreciate you calling in here to KCNR.
Okay, Sam, thanks. You know, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Patrick Jones, city council member, is going to come in and talk about some things that have to do with Oasis Road. And I think we could probably get him in talking about Knighton Road and the mall down there and what's going on with the Costco buy and what's the state of affairs right now at the city from Patrick's side, point of view.
We're also going to be talking about Business of the Week and some ticket giveaways.
That's right, Business of the Week. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
And
Shop local, stay local.
That's right. Thursday, Chief Peter Hansen, we're going to talk about him, about that, and about law enforcement, crime enforcement, right here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott. You know, we're standing our ground there, honey.